ॐ ज्ञानचमरन्दस्य घनञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलनेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकधामायं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम्. वञ्चकौपातरुभ्यश्च कृपसिन्धुभयेव च पतितनं भवानेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमः विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्य शतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So we're speaking from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita in relation to Gopkumar and his travels throughout the universe and then going beyond the universe and into the spiritual world.
我们聆听的是大伯伽瓦谈甘露这本书，有关于Gopakumar在整个宇宙当中旅行，甚至他穿越了整个宇宙，超越了宇宙，他来到了灵性的世界。
So while he's in Vaikuntha, Gopkumar meets with Narada Muni, and Narada Muni is describing to him about the nature of Vaikuntha.
在Vaikuntha，他遇见了圣人Narada Muni，Narada Muni向他讲述Vaikuntha的本质。
He's just describing the particular difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Narayana. Lord Narayana is the Lord of Vaikuntha. Lord Krishna is the Lord of Goloka Vrindavan.
并且讲述了 Krishna 和 Narayana 的区别。 Narayana 是 Vaikuntha 之主， Krishna 是 Goloka Vrindavan 之主。
So Lord Krishna, Narada Muni points out that Lord Krishna is not only the source of all incarnations, but he also incarnates himself into the world.
Narada Muni 继续说道，主 Krishna 不仅是全部化身之源，而且他自身也在物质世界化身前来，来到物质世界。
Lord Narayana, however, he does not incarnate in the world. He may be the source of all incarnations, but he never comes in. He does not come himself into the world.
然而, Narayana, 他自身虽然是所有化身的源头，但是他自己却从来不会化身前来物质世界。
And Lord Krishna also has a very special sweetness which is not found in the pastimes of Lord Narayana.
主Krishna自身也拥有甜美的品质，这个品质是主Narayana身上找不到的这种甜美。So
there's a special ecstasy in the pastimes of the devotees with Lord Krishna.
因此, 在奉献者和主 Krishna之间, 拥有的逍遥时光当中, 就有一种特殊的狂喜之情。
So now Gopkumar is asking, he wants to ask Narada Muni about deity worship.
接下来 Gopkumar 想向 Narada Muni 询问有关于神像崇拜的事情。
Because Gopkumar is very attracted to deity worship, and he worshipped the deities when he was in Jagannath Puri, and he, you know, he understood it was something very, very special.
因为 Gopkumar 深受神像崇拜的吸引，他在 Jagannath Puri 的时候也曾经崇拜神像，就认为这个神像崇拜拥有一种特殊的品质。
And he'd heard about the benefit of deity worship from various scriptures. Different scriptures glorify the process of deity worship.
他也知道崇拜神像有很多的好处，而且经典当中有大量的荣耀神像崇拜的技术。
But Gopkumar has a doubt because Narada Muni had told him that the deities are just another kind of incarnation.
然而 Gopkumar 他心存怀疑，因为 Narada Muni 曾经告诉他，神像是神指的另外一个化身而已。
That they're not different from other incarnations, other avatars who come to the world. The deities are just like the avatars.
他们跟来到这个世界的其他 avatar 没有什么区别，神像就像另外一个 avatar。
Of course, they have different forms. The deities also, the deities have different forms. And they're known for different activities, but they're all, of course, they're all spiritual. They're all full of eternity, knowledge, and bliss.
当然了，神像是有另外一种形象的，而且呢，神像也以它独一无二的活动而著称。而神像当然毫无疑问是灵性的，是拥有永恒知识和极乐的本性。
So the deities appear. The most prominent and famous of the deities are deities like in Jagannath Puri and then also Lord Ranganath in South India, where he appears. He has a very wonderful form there. Deities worship for many, many hundreds of years.
有一些著名的非常突出的神像，比如说 Jagannath Puri 的主 Jagannath， 还有南印度 Ranganath 庙宇的主 Ranganath， 他们都是有着特殊的形象，而且这些神像几百年来一直就受到众人的崇拜。
So Lord Krishna appears in these different deity forms just to give pleasure to his devotees.
主 Krishna 之所以以这些形象、神像显现，是给奉献者带来快乐。
And he appears not only on the Earth planet, but on other planets in Bhur Loka, Bhur, you know, within this planetary system, there are other planets, and the Lord also appears there. Some planets are higher, and some are lower.
而且主 Krishna 他不仅是在地球上显现，而且在整个的这个星系当中的星系当中的高等星宿或者是低等星宿显现。
So Narada Muni wondered, Gopkumar wonders, he said, what's wrong with worshipping these forms? What's wrong with worshipping the deities?
Gopkumar 他就提出这样一个疑问，崇拜这些神像有什么问题吗？有什么错误？
He says, Gopkumar says, even if it's not may not be done properly, but just the fact that they're doing it, no matter how they do it, will bring some benefit.
戈帕库马尔就说到了，嗯，不管这个神像崇拜做的正确与否，只要他们去做了，不管他做的程度如何，他都会带来好处的。
Even if devotees neglect other duties, but if they do the deity worship, give up other duties to do deity worship, it's nothing wrong with that.
欺骗奉献者忽视了其他的职责，但是他们崇拜了神像，放弃了其他的职责，那么这种做法也没有无可厚非。
It shows that the devotee is very dedicated because they're worshipping the deity.
这表明奉献者他们是全然奉献的，因为他们在崇拜着神像。
And all, when you worship the deity, all the other processes of devotional service are included there in the worship of the deity.
而且奉献者们崇拜神像的时候，所有其他的奉献服务的方法都包含在了崇拜神像当中。
When you worship the deity, you also chant prayers and we bow down, offer obeisances and we're hearing and chanting and we're remembering. It's all there within deity worship.
当奉献者们崇拜神像的时候，他们也会向神像祈祷，顶拜神像，聆听唱诵意念，所有这些程序都包含在里面了。
But Gokumar says it appears from the scriptures, from the Puranas, that there are different statements about deity worship. Some statements say it's good, and some statements don't seem to they don't appreciate it so much.
戈帕库马尔又说到了，然而在普兰纳往事书当中呢，对于神像崇拜呢，有的地方是表示称赞的，而有的地方却并不是很欣赏。
Just like in the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam it describes if a person worships a deity, but if he does not behave properly to the people,then his devotion is not good.
圣典薄伽瓦坛就这样说到了，倘若一个人他只崇拜神像，但是他对于其他人的行为举止却不是很恰当，那么他的奉爱之心就不是那么可以称赞的。
He's considered, a person like that is considered a materialistic devotee.
这种人呢被称为物质主义的奉献者。
So even you worship the deity in the temple, but if you don't behave, if you don't recognize that the super soul is in the heart of every living entity, then your worship is.
Sarmar, the letter part is card. Then your worship is.
Your worship will not be recognized. You will not get the real benefit of your worship.
Okay. 倘若一个人他只在庙宇当中崇拜神像，但是他却不承认处在众生心中的超灵，那么这样的崇拜呢，不会给他带来多大的好处。
His worship is like offering oblations on ashes. You know, when we do the fire sacrifice, we pour ghee in the fire. So if you put the ghee on ashes, then it's wasted, it's useless. You put the ghee in the fire so the ghee can be burned and offered in the fire. But if you pour the ghee onto ashes, then it's just a waste of the ghee.
比如说呢，我们在向火祭当中要做供奉，向火供奉酥油。那倘若把酥油 要是浇在这个灰烬上面，那么这就是浪费了。如果把酥油浇在火上，这个火会越烧越旺，倘若浇在灰烬上，那是没有什么用了。
And there's another statement Lord Kapila is telling his mother. He said that if somebody may worship me very nicely in the temple, but if he doesn't understand about how I'm present in the heart of everyone, then his worship doesn't please me.
而且在博迦瓦坛当中，主卡皮勒也这样对他母亲说道：倘若一个人他在庙宇当中崇拜，但是却不明白我处在众生的心中，那么这样的崇拜并不会取悦我。
So Gokumar heard these statements from the scriptures, and he becomes a bit worried that, you know, maybe devotional worship of the deities, maybe it's not so recommended.
Gopakumar, 他听了这些论述之后呢，他就有点担心。那也许呢，神像崇拜这个方法呢，并不是被推荐的方法。
Maybe the worship of the deities is not so. Maybe there's something wrong with the deities. I don't. Gokumar wants Narada Muni to tell him what is actually the situation.
Gopakumar 他就说，也许神像崇拜呢，是不是有什么问题呢？有什么错误呢？所以他就希望Narada Muni向他澄清这个程序。
So Narada Muni is an authority on deity worship, and he's written a book. He has a book about deity worship. This is Narada Pancharatna. It's all about deity worship. So he's very happy when he hears Gopakumar ask this question.
Narada Muni 本身他就是神像崇拜的权威，他也写了一部著作，名叫Narada Pancharatna， 因此他听到 Gopakumar 的这个问题，内心感到十分的快乐。
So when Narada heard the question, then he stood up and he embraced Gopakumar. He was so happy.
当 Narada Muni 听到他的这个询问之后，他就立刻起身拥抱了 Gopakumar， 他感到很开心。
So Narada Muni tells Gopakumar, he said, the deity forms are all equal to the original personality of Godhead.
Narada Muni 就说到了，神像跟最原始的至尊人格神首是平等的。
He said, doesn't matter if the deity is old or new, or it may even be some concocted deity, but provided they worship the deity as thinking is the Lord, then it's very good.
Narada Muni 说，不管这个神像是老的古老的神像还是新的神像，甚至 concocted or 甚至是编造出来的
invented
甚至是发明出来的，只要是把它当成主崇拜，那就是好的。
But Narada Muni says if they're worshipping this form like the Lord himselfThen there's no fault in them.
Narada Muni 说，只要是把这个形象当成主本人来崇拜，那就没有错误了。
Even if they give up all the other duties which they were supposed to do, other maybe they had other things, other responsibilities they're supposed to do, but they neglected it to do the deity worship, there's no fault.
即便是他们人放弃了所有其他的职责，他们都忽视了，但是他们崇拜神像，那么他也没有错误。
Because they gave up the work for the service of the Lord, and that's the highest thing.
因为他们放弃了这些工作，是为了服务主，所以对主的这种服务是最崇高的。
So they showed the highest standard, the best example to everyone.
他们向众人树立了最高的标准，树立了最好的榜样。
So they're going to get very good results from their worship.
他们会从他们的崇拜当中得到很好的结果。
The worship of the deities is always appreciated and recognized by other Vaishnavas.
因此，神像崇拜始终受到其他 Vaishnava 的欣赏和承认。
Worship of the deities is a very important activity in devotional service.
崇拜神像是奉爱服务当中非常重要的一个分支。
When we talk about bhakti seva means service to the Lord, and that means also to the Lord who's in the deity form.
当我们谈到 bhakti seva 的时候，指的就是对主的崇拜，对主的崇拜也包括对于神像的崇拜。
So by worshipping the deity, you get perfection in your life.
通过崇拜神像就能达到生命的完美。
You can never get that kind of perfection just by doing material duties like economic development, sense gratification.
从事物质的职责是永远达不到像崇拜神像这样的完美，诸如经济发展或者是感官享乐。
Or material religious duties.
或者是物质的material religious duty.
Yeah, ritualistic activities.
或者是那些仪式性的活动。
So Narada Muni tells Gopkumar, he said, you can get perfection even if you honor a blade of grass, even if you take a blade of grass, and if you see the Lord within that grass, within the blade of grass, within the grass there's the super soul and the living entity, the jiva, and you honor that blade of grass, then that is very great devotional service.
Narada Muni 就跟 Gopakumar 说，如果你甚至能够荣耀一片草，你把你看到主也是以超灵的形式在这个草的心中，这个草只是一个 jiva 个体灵魂。如果你有这样的视域的话，这也是一项伟大的服务。
Right. How can we honor a blade of grass? We can water it. We can bow down before it and think the Lord is there within the grass.
我们怎么荣耀一片草呢？我们可以给这片草浇水，顶拜它，看到主也在这个草的身体当中。
And just like when we chant the holy name, if we understand that that name is none different from the Lord, then you can get liberation, you can get everything you desire.
就像我们唱诵圣名的时候，我们看到圣名跟主本人没有什么区别，是一样的。那么这样的，我们就能得到解脱，得到一切的完美。
So there's no fault in worshipping the deity when the Lord is personally there.
因此，崇拜神像是没有错误的，因为主就亲临在神像当中。
But if the devotee is remembering the Lord, and he's offering his worship to the Lord, then there's no fault in that.
倘若奉献者们他们意念着主，崇拜着主，这有什么错误呢？
Just like when we establish the deity in the temple, when we do the installation ceremony and we invite the Lord to appear in the deity.
正如我们在庙宇当中安放神像，邀请神进入这个神像。
So, the wood or the stone of the deity is spiritual.
神像的这个木头，还有神像它的大理石，它们这个身体，它们全是灵性的。
Just like you have precious stones, some precious stones, they have like magical properties.So the deity is more than that.
Magic, 就好像宝石，宝石它们有一些
magic, 超然的能量。
OK, 宝石它们有超然的能量。
Some special stones.
有一些宝石，他们是拥有超然的能量的，魔力，他们有魔力。
You get some special medicine, some kind of medicines that we can cure all kinds of disease.
有一些宝石呢，他们还有药用的价值，可以治疗疾病。
So material objects can do like that. So why can't the deity also do these wonderful things?
甚至连物质的对象都能做这些奇妙的功能，更何况神像呢？
So the Lord in the deity form, he helps us devotees. He helps us devotees to see his form by appearing in that deity form. We can meditate on the form of the Lord.
神像能够帮助奉献者。看到神的 形体，因为神像就以这种形象显现，可以让奉献者冥想。
And simply by coming to see the Lord, worshipping the deity form, we can perform all the 9 different kinds of bhakti yoga.
仅仅是通过来觐见神像、崇拜神像，我们就可以履行 bhakti 瑜伽的所有九项程序。
And those who are properly worshipping the deity, then they will also be very careful to respect the devotees of Krishna.
那些正确崇拜神像的人们也应当小心谨慎地尊重主的奉献者。
But sometimes because they're so absorbed in the worship of the deity, sometimes they may forget.They may make a mistake or do something, make a little offense against a devotee.
有时候，因为他们特别的专注于做神像崇拜，他们有的时候会犯一些小错误，对主的奉献者做出冒犯。
But the devotees who are offended, they won't take offense. They will, in fact, they will praise the person. They will praise the devotee that.Oh, it's very nice. He's worshipping the deity.
然而被冒犯的奉献者，他们反而会赞扬这一位做神像崇拜的奉献者，心里想：哇，他的神像崇拜做得那么好。
Yeah, they just praise the devotee that oh, he's so attached to worshipping the deity. He didn't have time to come and serve me or to respect me.
他这么依附于神像崇拜，他也没有时间来服务我，没有时间过来来向我表示一些敬意。
So, but generally, a devotee who's worshipping the deity, he'd be very careful not to offend the devotee.
materially,
you be very careful not to offend the devotee. Because he's mature. He's been worshipping the deity for a long time, and he's very conscious and careful in dealing with devotees.
但是呢，做神像崇拜的这个奉献者呢，他们会非常小心，小心不要做出冒犯，因为他们是非常成熟的奉献者，他们知觉很高。
But then you've got other people who make up some form and they call it.They say this is a deity, but they invented the form themselves.
还有其他的人呢，他们会自己就是塑雕雕一些像，发明一些像，然后他们就宣称这也是神像。
And they may worship, but they think the deity is just simply wood or stone.
而且他们也开始做崇拜。但是他们只是把这个神像呢当成木头，当成石头而已。
They don't think the deity is eternally bliss and knowledge. They think it's just some stone statue.
他们并不想啊，这个神像它是永恒的，是有知识的，有极乐的。他们只是认为它只是雕像而已。
So they don't respect God really. They don't respect the form of the Lord.And they don't respect the devotees either.
他们事实上并不尊重神，并不尊重神的形象，也不尊重神的奉献者。
But at the same time, they're very proud that they're worshiping. They're doing worship. They're worshiping the Lord. They say, "I'm doing my puja."
与此同时，他们还非常的骄傲，他们认为自己在崇拜着主，自己在做 puja。
So these people are devotees, but they're the lowest level of devotees.
这些人他们也是奉献者，但是他们是最低级别的奉献者。
So they don't get the real result of worship.
他们不会从崇拜当中得到真正的好处。
So in the scriptures, when the scriptures criticize people for worshipping the deity, they're really speaking about people who are offensive, who worship the deity in the very wrong way.
当经典当中批评那些有些人的崇拜神像的时候，他们谈的是那些做出冒犯的崇拜的神像的人。这些崇拜，他们的崇拜是有错误的。
They think the deity is just simply an image of God, not actually God himself, but just some image of God. Just simply some stone, or some wood, or some metal, not actually God.
他们认为神像只是神的一个只是神的一个模样而已，并不是神本人在那里。他们只是把神像当成石头，当成木头或者金属。他们并不认为神本人就在那儿。
They don't understand the spiritual potency of the form of the Lord in the authorized deity form.
他们并不明白，在被授权的神像当中，它的灵性的能量。
So they don't have proper respect for the deity, and they don't have proper respect for the Vaishnavas.
他们既没有对神像怀着正确的尊重之心，对于 Vaishnava 也缺乏尊重之心。
So they go against all the teachings of the Vedas, and they cannot expect any good result.
因为他们违背了伟达的教导，所以他们的崇拜不可能得到任何真正的好处。
So sometimes in the scriptures it says deity worship is for the less intelligent.
有时候经典当中这样说到，神像崇拜是给那些智慧不足的人。
So in that case, it's talking about the lowest class, the lowest level of devotees who have not got any real spiritual knowledge.
他们这时候他们指的是那些最低层面的奉献者，他们没有什么灵性的知识。
They don't understand how the Lord is present in the deity and also present in the hearts of everyone.
他们不明白神是如何处在神像当中，而且神也是处在每一个生物心中。
So Prahlad Maharaj, there's a nice prayer offered by Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nrisingadev. And Prahlad Maharaj is saying that actually the Lord doesn't need anything, but we get benefit by offering things to the Lord.
Prahlad Maharaj 对主尼辛哈德夫这样祈祷的，主实际上他不需要什么，但是我们为主做出供奉，我们从中得到好处。
Everything we think we own is not actually ours, it actually belongs to the Supreme Lord. But if we offer it to the Lord, then it's good for us.
我们拥有的一切实际上不是我们所拥有的，而是至尊主所拥有的。如果我们把它们供奉给至尊主，我们自己就得到好处了。
So, some foolish people, some people, they're thinking the deity is just only a statue.
有一些蠢人，他们认为神像只不过是雕像。
And they think when the devotees are worshipping, they think this is just some ritual which they do. They don't understand the real mood of the devotee.
当他们目睹是奉献者崇拜神像的时候，认为只不过是在那里做一些仪式而已，他们并不明白奉献者的心态。
So the Lord is not very eager for that kind of worship.
所以主对于这样的崇拜他并不渴求。
Okay, but if we actually do the worship properly, the worship, when we worship the deity, then the results will be much greater than any kind of material pious activity.
如果能够正确的崇拜神像的话，其结果要远远大于任何物质的虔诚活动。
But although it's greater, we don't. Doing devotional service to the Lord doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get the material benefit which you want.
为主做奉献服务并不意味着你就会得到你的物质的希望得到的物质好处。
If we worship the deity without faith, then naturally you won't get such good results.
如果没缺乏信心的崇拜神像，也不会得到什么好处。
Only pure devotional service gives us the opportunity to actually develop our relationship with the Lord.
只有纯粹的奉爱服务才能让我们发展起跟主之间的关系。
You have to get Krishna's permission to enter into his abode, to go back to Godhead, beneath his grace.
必须得到 Krishna 的允许才能回到他的居所，必须得到神手的仁慈。
So, if people worship the deity with very weak faith, then this is not appreciated by the senior devotees.
以虚着。People
worshipping the deity, they should have full faith in the deity. If they don't have faith, but they're doing the deity worship,It's not much appreciated. It's not very good.
崇拜神像必须要满怀着信心去做崇拜。如果是怀着很没有那么强烈的信心，只是很虚弱的、微弱的信心去崇拜神像的话，这种做法是得不到资深的年长奉献者的欣赏。
So when the scriptures, like the Puranas, when they're describing,You know, when they criticize deity worship, or when they say, you know, the deity worship is not so important, then this is for people who are not very qualified for the deity worship, who don't have much faith.
当像普拉纳、往事书这样的经典对于神像崇拜做出批评，认为它并不是重要的时候呢，这些是说给那些，指的是那些没有资格做神像崇拜的人们，就是他们对于神像崇拜没有什么信心。
But if these people who are doing the worship, if even though they may not have much faith and they don't have much knowledge or understanding, but if they keep doing it,If they never give it up, if they do it regularly, they keep doing it, then they will get purified.
即便是像这样去做的人奉献者，只要他们持续不断，坚持下去，持之以恒的话，他们永不放弃，而且有规律的去做神像崇拜，逐渐的他们会得到净化。
And if they keep doing the worship of the deity, then even though they don't have much faith, they will get the mercy of Krishna's devotees.
只要他们能够持之以恒的崇拜神像的话，即便他们没有很强烈的信心，他们逐渐会得到主的奉献者的仁慈。
Because it's the mercy of Krishna's devotees.The devotees only see the good qualities in other people. They don't see any faults.
因为这是 Krishna 的仁慈 ，Krishna 的奉献者，他们不看别人，他们只看别人的好品质，他们不看别人的缺点。
And even though the person doing the worship may have faults, gradually his faults will become.Purified, he'll give up his faults and he'll become a good devotee.
即便是那些崇拜神像的人们，他们的崇拜是有错误的，逐渐的他们会得到净化，会放弃他们的错误，逐渐的他们会成为很好的奉献者。
So this is the power of the deity. If you keep worshiping, you keep doing it, even though you don't know.Then gradually you get purified.
这就是神像的力量。如果能够持续不断的去做，如果从不放弃，渐渐的就能得到净化了。
Even though you may consider, you may think, oh, deity is just a statue, or it's just metal, it's not real. But still, if you keep doing it, you get purified.
即便是把神像只是当作一个雕像，当作一个金属，一个木头，并不是把它当成神本人，但只要不断的持之以恒的去做，慢慢的就会进化。
So some devotees, they have, of course, many of us devotees have material desires. So first they will enjoy the material results for which they desire.
我们很多奉献者，他们都有物质的欲望。首先我们会享受我们这些物质的欲望。
And then they will go on to enjoy the result of their devotional service.
随后他们才能够享受到他们奉爱服务的甘美体甘美。
So devotion, pure devotion doesn't appear immediately. You get your material desires before you get pure devotion.
纯粹的奉爱服务不会立刻的就彰显出效果。首先他们要享受完他们物质欲望之后才能到享受到奉爱服务的结果。
The pure devotees, they don't appreciate when you get your material desires. They're not very happy to see you get your sense gratification.
纯粹的奉献者不会欣赏到神像崇拜者他们的物质欲望会得到满足，他们得到感官享乐的结果。
For the pure devotees, they only think about seeing the deity, seeing the Lord, and about taking part in his pastimes. They think that is the real enjoyment.
纯粹的奉献者只想去见主，见到主的逍遥时光，这才是他们真正的享受。
And they don't like even a moment to deviate from that. They want to only have that, the Lord's service and everything in relation to the Lord, not even deviating for a moment away from the Lord.
纯粹的奉献者甚至片刻也不想背离，也不想偏离上面的目标。他们只想片片刻刻的都服务主，看到一切，把一切都跟主相关起来。
And the Lord has the same mood towards his devotees, because the devotee is always thinking of the Lord. The Lord always thinks about the devotee.
主也是同样的心态，因为奉献者时刻都念念不离主，主也时刻不会忘记他的奉献者。
The pure devotional service is the most, it's the highest thing. It's not so easy to obtain. You can get liberation, you can fulfill material desires easily, but you don't get pure devotion so easily.
纯粹的奉爱服务是最崇高的事物，是不是那么轻而易举能够得到的。人可以轻易得到解脱，得到物质的欲望的满足，但是纯粹的奉爱服务是很能得到的。
Because when you do pure devotion, then the Lord, he becomes under the control of his pure devotees.
因为一个人倘若从事纯粹的奉爱服务，主就会处在纯粹奉献者的控制之下。
The Lord becomes the Lord loses his independence. He's not independent anymore. He becomes totally dependent on his devotees.
主便失去了他的独立性，主完全处在他的奉献者的控制之下。他不独立了，他依赖于他的奉献者。
So Krishna can give anything. He can give liberation. He can give ordinary pure devotion. He can give ordinary devotional service. But very rare when he gives pure devotion.
主可以 ，Krishna 可以 赐予一切，它可以赐予解脱，赐予普通的奉献服务，但是纯粹的奉献服务是很难获得的。
And the highest level of pure devotion is prema bhakti, love of God. So that's very rare to get that.
最高的奉献服务是 prema bhakti, 对神的爱，很罕见。
So why is it so difficult to get prema bhakti? Because Krishna becomes completely under the control of that devotee.
为什么 prema bhakti 是这么难获得呢？因为 Krishna 他完全处在这样的一位奉献者的控制之下了。
So, taking, although Krishna is the supreme lord, he is totally dependent on the pure devotee who has that prema.
虽然 Krishna 是至尊主，但是他全然的依赖拥有这种 prema 的纯粹奉献者。
So Narada Muni is explaining. He says when the Lord comes under the control of the pure devotees, he creates a special.Mood where there's no fault of any kind, there's no unhappiness.
Narada Muni 又继续解释说，当主处在纯粹奉献者的控制之下的时候，他就会创造一种特殊的氛围，特殊的心态。这时候呢，就没有任何的错误，也没有任何的不快乐。
And it shows the greatness of the Lord and His concern, His affection for His devotees.
这表明了主是多么的伟大，他对他的奉献者关爱有加。
So when the Lord becomes a servant of the devotees, he becomes even more attractive the devotees become more attached to the Lord than ever they were. Because the Lord has come to them and is so close to them, the Lord becomes more attractive,And the devotee becomes more and more devoted to the Lord.
当主成为奉献者的仆人的时候呢，这时候主反而变得更加有魅力了。然后这是因为奉献者和主之间的主就来到了奉献者面前，而且他们的关系变得更加亲密，主更有魅力。
The intimacy of the dealings between the Lord and the devotees is very, very special and very attractive and completely satisfies the mind of the devotees.
奉献者和主之间的亲密交流是非常特殊的，是非常有吸引力的，它能够满足奉献者和主的心意。
Yeah, just the devotees see how the Lord is so eager to give happiness and to take care of his devotees.
奉献者看到主在关心他的奉献者的时候，是感到那么的快乐。
So sometimes, where there is pure love, prema bhakti, very rarely there may also appear the highest level of, which is called mahabhava, which is a very special ecstasy.
纯粹的爱 prema bhakti, 它当它处在最高的层面的时候，这种 什么巴克提被称为马哈巴巴，它是非常特殊的。
So, the nature of Mahabhakti, Mahabhava, this Mahabhava, this great ecstasy, nature of it is that it appears that somebody, the devotee, is in great distress.
这种 Mahabhava 的本质，虽然它是处在巨大的狂喜当中，但是外表上显得好像是这样的奉献者是处在巨大的痛苦当中。
Yeah, the devotee appears to be in so much pain, and so how could the Lord tolerate seeing that his devotee in so much pain and so much distress?
处在玛哈巴巴情绪当中的奉献者，他外表上显得好像是极剧烈的痛苦，那主怎么能容忍这样一位奉献者的痛苦和他的悲伤呢？
The Lord would never allow his pure devotees to be in so much pain.
主永远不会忍受他的纯粹奉献者有这么大的痛苦。
And for ordinary people, when they see a devotee in that ecstasy, then they laugh at the devotee. They think these people are crazy.
普通人看到当奉献者这样的奉献者处在这种狂喜当中，他们就会非常就会嘲笑他们，认为他们都是疯子。
Of course, this kind of devotion is very, very rare.
当然，这种疯爱是十分十分罕见的。
It's very easy to get heavenly enjoyment, to go to heaven and get sense gratification there. That's easy. But to get prema bhakti, that's very rare.
去天堂去得到感官享乐，这是非常容易的。但是要得到 Prema Bhakti 是非常非常罕见的。
Prema Bhakti is like Chintamani. So Chintamani stones are very rare. You hardly ever find a Chintamani stone.
Prema Bhakti 就好像 Chintamani 点金石，那点金石是很罕见的。
But happiness of going to heaven is like pieces of glass.Glass is everywhere. You can get pieces of broken glass. So you can get heavenly happiness, that's easy. But to get prema bhakti, that's very difficult.
天堂的感官享乐就好像是碎玻璃。碎玻璃你是随处可见的，很容易得到的。但是 prema bhakti 却是非常罕见的。
So only very rarely does the Lord give that kind of prema.And he will give it to those who have a very strong desire to get it.
主很罕见能看到主赐予这样的 prema bhakti. Sorry, the latter part.
He will give it only to those who have a strong desire to achieve it.
主只会把 prema bhakti 赐予那些有强烈的欲望想要获得 prema bhakti 的奉献者。
And the person who wants it, he cannot be worried about what people in the material world think. He cannot be concerned about public opinion so much.
想要获得 prema bhakti 的奉献者，他们不应该担心。 物质主义者怎么想，公众的意见是如何。
Because if somebody gets prema bhakti, he may appear like a madman. So people will, you know, they'll give him up. They'll think he's crazy.
因为拥有 prema bhakti 的奉献者，看上去像在世俗的眼睛里看上去像疯子一样，所以世俗之人都会把他们加以抛弃。
So we can't really describe these things because they're so advanced. We just mention them very briefly.
所以这些呢，我们都是难以详尽的描述的，因为他们太高流了，太高超了。我们只是简短的加以介绍。
Yeah, for ordinary people to understand it is not possible.
普通人。不可能去理解。
But people who are engaged in devotional service, who are tasting something of the ecstasy, they can understand.
但是从事奉献服务的，品味到其中的狂喜的，他们能够明白。
So Narada Muni tells Gopkumar and said, "You come from."That place where this Mahabhava Prema, where this is known, because you're from Govardhan, you're from Vrindavan, Braja, and Govardhan, and there people know about these things.
Narada Muni 就对 Gopakumar 说，您来自那个Mahabhava 为人们所知的地方。您来自 Govardhan, 来自 Raja, 来自 Vrindavan, 那里的人们他们是知道这个 Mahabhava 的。
So Narada Muni tells Gopkumar, he said, very soon, by the grace of the Lord, you will also know and understand this love of God, and this prema, and this Mahabhava.
凭借主的仁慈，很快你也就会知道并且明白这种神爱 Mahabhava。
Alright, so we will stop here.
好，那我们今天早上讲课部分就到这里。
Are there any questions?
This is a question from last week.
Oh, really?What's the question?
这是来自于王文言 Akasha Devka 顶拜 Guru 接受别人的礼物也是接受服务吗？接受别人的帮助也是接受服务吗？一次启迪可以毁灵性世界吗？
Well, is it the first initiation? Can we go back to Godhead with the first initiation? Yes, definitely.You can.
确定无疑的一次启迪可以毁灵性世界。
Because chanting of the holy name, the first initiation means you've been initiated into chanting the holy name. By chanting the holy name, you can become qualified to go back to God.
一次启迪就意味着唱诵圣名，唱诵圣名就有资格可以回灵性世界。
So you have to perfect your chanting of the holy name.
你必须要把唱诵圣名让它变得完美。
Then the first part of the question, if we accept a gift from someone, is that devotional service?
Because last week you mentioned that.About accepting service from others.、
Uh-huh.
So this is related to that.
Okay. So what's the question?
If we accept a gift and help from others, does that also account as accept service from others?
Yes.
是的，是的，接受礼物，接受别人的礼物，接受别人的帮助， 也是接受服务。
Right. Yeah. So we accept service from others. We should also give service back to others.
我们接受了别人的服务，我们也要向别人提供服务。
Somebody gives service, we should repay them for that service.
有的人前来给予我们服务，我们要向别人偿还，就这种服务。
Now somebody gives you something, if they give you some service, they give you something, if you use it in the service of Krishna, then you're giving them the greatest benefit.
倘若别人给了我们礼物，我们把它用来服务 Krishna， 那么我们给他们的报这种报答是最大的好处了。
But if we take something and we use it for ourselves, then we have to give something back to them.
但是如果我们接受了某件礼物、某个事物，然后我们自己拿来享用的话，那我们这时候呢，我们就必须要加以回报。The next question?
Yes.
It's from today. Hare Krishna. 顶拜 Maharaj 和奉献者，物质主义奉献者虽然崇拜神像，但得不到益处，他们还需要崇拜神像吗？崇拜神像的资格是什么？为什么还把神像崇拜推荐给智慧不足的人呢？So, Panchatattva Das asked Hare Krishna, obeisance Maharaj and devotees, those Prakrit Bhakta, although they worship deities, they cannot get any benefit. Do they still need to worship deities? And what's the qualification?
But it will take long.
There are three questions, question in this.
Yes. Okay, so one question at a time.
Okay, so the first is that the Prakrit Bhakta, although they cannot get any benefit from deity worship, then do they still need to worship?
We do not say they cannot get any benefit from worship. They can get benefit.
我们不说他们得不到任何好处，我们说他们可以得到好处，可以得到益处。
It will take longer. They have to maintain the worship. They have to keep doing it.
但是呢，这个得到益处的时间就是很久才能得到益处，他们还需要不断的维持神像崇拜。
And by maintaining the worship, they will get purification.
他们坚持崇拜神像，就会得到净化。
And they should be encouraged to also hear.
这样的奉献者，物质主义奉献者，应当被鼓励，得到鼓励去聆听。
And they should hear how the Lord is present in the hearts of other living entities.
他们应该聆听到主也处在其他生物体的心中。
And in this way they will gradually get purified and they will come to the higher level.
这样他们逐渐的就会被净化，能够达到更高的，提升到更高层面。
So the Prakrita or the materialistic devotee can become an intermediate devotee.
因此这些 物质主义奉献者可以提升到终极奉献者的层面。
Second question.
What's the qualification of deity worship?
Well, ideally one should be second initiated to worship the deity.
理想的状态是一个人崇拜神像需要最好是二次启迪，得到二次启迪。
And people who want to get second initiation, they're encouraged to study the Bhakti Shastri, and that will give them a good basis of the philosophy.
希望获得二次启迪的奉献者呢，他们被推荐去学习 Bhakti Sastra 奉爱经典，这样他们对于哲学就有一个很好的基本的掌握。
And then when they worship the deity, they'll have proper knowledge what they're doing.
这样他们崇拜神像的时候，他们才能够明白他们在做着什么。
So of course, you may worship the deity yourself in your own home without being second initiated.
你可能是在自己的家中，崇拜神像，也没有得到二次启迪。
So that's not real deity worship.
这不是真正的、正宗的神像崇拜。
Because you're not able to chant the proper, you're not able to chant the mantras, so you've not been initiated into the chanting of the Gayatri Mantra, so you're not able to recite the mantras to actually worship the deity.
这样呢，他一个人他不能够唱诵。Mantra 就崇拜神像的 Mantra， 他不能唱诵那个 Gayatri Mantra， 就是崇拜神像，他要唱诵的那个 Mantra。
So some spiritual teachers compare worshipping the deity without second initiation is something like worshipping.Dolls or playing with dolls.
因此，就有的灵性老师呢，就把没有未经二次启迪而去崇拜神像，称为就是玩偶的崇拜。
Because we don't actually know, we don't understand the spiritual nature of the deity.
因为我们并不真正的知道神像崇拜的灵性本质。
Okay.
The third part of the question is that then why the deity worship is recommended to people who are lack of wisdom?
Well, it's not recommended for people who are lack of wisdom, but it's recommended that people who lack of wisdom, they should develop wisdom.
并没有把神像崇拜推荐给智慧不足的人，相反，是推荐那些智慧不足的人要发展智慧。
They shouldn't remain ignorant. They should become learned.
他们不应当继续处在愚昧无知当中，他们应当变得有知识。
Yes.
Then the next question is from 淡然一笑。主根据什么赐予奉献者不同才能的？是根据业报吗？So on what base does Lord bestow different capability to devotees? Is it according to their karma?
Yes, generally we would understand it's according to their karma, their past lives.
一般来说是的，一般来说是根据他们的业报，根据他们前一世的业报。
That we all have a particular karma, different things we've done in the past, and due to these activities, we've acquired particular nature.
我们在前一世，我们在往生当中，我们都从事了不同的活动 karma， 所以根据这些 karma， 我们得到不同的本质天性。
We see some people from their childhood, they're naturally artistic. They can paint, they can draw, they're very artistic. Because somehow in previous lives, they had developed this skill.
我们看到有的人从小他们就有艺术天分，就擅长于绘画，所以这是他们潜意识发展起来的技能。
Then somebody else, maybe with music, they develop the skill. We see sometimes young children, they can immediately play the piano because in previous lives they'd already mastered.
而有的人呢，他们就是在音乐方面就很有这种音乐的技能。他们有的小孩子，他们拿起那个小提琴，立刻就能开始会拉小提琴，这是因为他们的前世。
In the same way, some people are attracted to read scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, because he had an inclination in the past.
另外一方面呢？我们看到有的人呢特别酷爱读经典，像酷爱读博伽瓦坛、博伽梵歌，有这种天性，有这种读经典的倾向，这也是由于他们的前世。
However, even though one may not have had that interest in the past, they can develop it in this life if they're very determined.
然而倘若一个人他没有这个兴趣的话，他们也可以发展这个兴趣。You mean read scripture?
Yes.
有的人他们并对读经典不感兴趣，他们也可以在此生发展出读清经典的兴趣。如果他们特别有坚定的决心要发展这个读经典的兴趣。
So, just like we heard about worshipping the deity today, that the main quality is that they should continue to worship. They should continue, keep worshipping, don't stop. And by contact with the deity, they will become purified.
正像今天这堂课当中，我们听到了有关神像崇拜的主旨。这个资格，主要的资格，就是要坚持不懈。持之以恒，通过跟神像的接触，那崇拜者渐渐的就会被净化。
So in the same way, if we keep reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam is also like a deity. And if you keep reading and studying Srimad Bhagavatam, even though we don't understand, then we will still become purified.
同样的，也适用于阅读圣典《博伽瓦坛》， 圣殿博加瓦坛就像神像一样，如果坚持不懈地去阅读、去研习，即便不理解，逐渐的也能得到净化。
嗯，还有问题吗？
还有，下一个是来自于萨提赵丹，转发的是，赵丹，来自赵丹，奉献者每周参加联谊，但是奉献者他们在家里的服务是有各自的服务，有的奉献者大部分是崇拜神像，通过崇拜神像荣耀 Prasadam 来想着 Krishna， 有的奉献者大部分时间是与阅读和给别人讲述超人知识，通过这种方式想着神像，想着 Krishna， 各种原因没有供奉荣耀，因为有条件限制，他们没有供奉食物，没有荣耀。我的问题是，在中国的情况下，修习奉爱九项奉爱服务是可以根据奉献者的个体性偏好而选择的吗？长久下来，对奉爱服务道路会有什么不同的影响吗？各项偏好选择。
It seems to be okay.
First, she mentioned the phenomenon that every week devotee go for association, but in their own house, there are different services. Some worshipping deities and honor Prasadam, and they remember Krishna through this service. And some devotee, most of the time, they read aloud scripture or relate transcendental knowledge to others. In this way, they remember Krishna. For various reasons, they don't make offering, they don't honoring. I guess it's honoring Prasad. My question, in China, we practice bhakti. And can we select different angles of bhakti by different nature, to select those 9 devotional service? So this is the first part of the question.
All right. So yes, we can. Just like a person may have a particularly strong interest to hear. So very good. You read the books and you hear. Because there are 9 processes of bhakti, but not all 9 processes are so easy to apply. Just like the 2 of the processes are for very, very advanced devotees. Those 2 are surrendering everything and becoming Krishna's friend. That unless you're very advanced, you cannot do that.
可以根据奉献者的一个个性偏好来选择，比如说有的奉献者特别酷爱聆听，他们就喜欢读，他们可以读书来聆听。但是呢，就是奉献服务，他们实践起来不是那么容易的，是有难度的。其中呢，有2个奉献服务的方法是适用于那些进步奉献者的。一个是臣服，把一切都献给 Krishna， 还有跟 Krishna 做，与 Krishna 为友，这是适用于那些进步奉献者的。
So there are 9 processes of bhakti, but we have to begin at the beginning, and the beginning is hearing. And first we hear, and then we chant.
虽然有九项奉献服，但是呢，我们需要就是从基础起步， 那头一步就是聆听，接着是唱诵。
And by hearing and chanting, then remembrance will come.
聆听唱诵之后呢，随之而来的就是意念 Krishna。
So you can see some progression between the different levels of bhakti.
所以在 bhakti 的不同的层面，你可以看到这是有一个阶段的。
So we don't encourage you just to take up immediately the most elevated practice of trying to surrender everything or become Krishna's friend.
我们并不推荐您立刻就从最崇高的这个阶段开始，立刻就臣服一切给 Krishna， 立刻就成为 Krishna 的朋友。
To do service is very nice, but if you don't know why you're doing service, you won't keep doing it for very long.
做服务是非常好的，但是如果不明白各种真谓为什么去做的话，那就不可能长期以来就是坚持不懈地做下去。
Therefore, we encourage, first of all, you do hearing and chanting.
正是由于这个原因，我们努力的去鼓励人们，首先要聆听，首先去聆听和唱诵。
And gradually, after some time, you can become more familiar with the other processes.
逐渐的就能对其他的奉献服务的那些程序就熟悉其他程序了。
Yes.
The next part of the question is that
Hare Krishna.
Hi, Hare Krishna.
good day. 那个赵丹玛德基他的这个问题，他主要是想问，就是说平时奉献者每周大家在一起联谊，然后做所有的这些服务的项目，但是每个人在家呢做的就不一样。有的可能在家崇拜神像，有的是在家给 Krishna 做 prasada， 有的呢就是在家只是阅读经典，讲这些经典，然后以不同的方式想着 Krishna， 有的就是也没有供奉食物，没有荣耀 prasada， 他是想问就是这种不同的服务，对就是这个父爱道路有什么影响，长期下来。还是就是每个人做自己擅长的就都可以得到进步。
Well, of course, anybody who's doing any service for Krishna is good. We encourage them. Okay, very good. You're serving Krishna. Please continue.
任何人为 Krishna 做任何服务都是好的，我们都加以鼓励，很好，继续做下去。
Some people, you know, like if their service is simply to offer their food to Krishna, no, okay, you offer food to Krishna, it's very nice, but you offer the food to Krishna, so you think I'm going to eat prasada. You simply eat the prasadam yourself, so that service is.Quite motivated.
有的奉献者呢，他们只是把食物供奉了，供奉给 Krishna 供奉食物，这是他们的服务，那也很好，这也非常好，他们荣耀普沙的，但是他们这个服务是很有动机的，他们就是为了单纯是为了荣耀普沙的才供奉的。
So, important thing, everybody has to hear and chant. Just like we say, everybody has to chant 16 rounds. So the certain things which are, you know, essential. Although you have independence, what you do at home, how you're going to serve Krishna, but still, the basis of devotional service is hearing and chanting. and everyone has to regularly engage in this activity.
但是呢，最基本的服务是聆听、唱诵。你每天念诵十六圈，这是至关重要的。虽然奉献者呢，他们在各自的家中，好像是他们很独立的在做服务，但是基础的服务是聆听和唱诵，而且是要有规律的去聆听唱诵。
Somebody likes cooking, somebody likes decorating the temple, somebody likes kirtan.
有的喜欢烹饪，有的喜欢装饰庙宇，有的喜欢 kirtan。
But they all should have some time. Everybody has to spend some time hearing also to hear the philosophy.
但是，无论他们从事什么服务，他们必须要抽出时间聆听哲学。
Otherwise, these activities just become rituals.
否则
people don't know why they're doing them.
不然的话，这些活动就变成了一种仪式了，因为他们并不知道在做这些活动背后的原因、理由是什么。
There's no consciousness of Krishna.
没有 Krishna 知觉。他们不能知觉到 Krishna。
Is that any better, Sati?
好的，谢谢 Gurudev。
下一个问题。
下一个问题来自于琪琪。
那个问题也还有一部分没有回答。
What's the influence if they they do that? What's the influence to their devotional life?
If they do the service they like.
Yes.
Well, we said all service to Krishna is good. It depends on the attitude that they do it with. It's not just the activity, but it's the attitude.
我们说所有的活动，这些服务都是好的，但是他们的态度是什么？就是并不能光是看他们的活动，还要看他们的心态。
Are they actually doing it for Krishna?
他们是不是在为 Krishna 从事这些活动？
So the attitude is always the important point in performing the activities. It's not just the activity alone, but it's that inner mood, that consciousness by which we're doing it.
并不是要看，就是活动本身，只是单片面的，还要看他们从事活动的心态，从事活动的知觉。The next question, Krishna Chandra, 顶拜您，假如我平时有错误的行为。得不到 Guru 灵性导师亲自指导，这样能修行好吗？ 只有念诵圣名，只念诵圣名就可以了吗？ Krishna Chandra asked obeisance to you. If in ordinary time I have mistakes, my behavior is notthere are some wrong behavior, but I cannot get personal guidance from spiritual master, from guru. Can I practice well in this way?
Well, your progress will be very limited.
那您的进步是非常有限的。
You're only chanting the holy name. So we don't know that, you know, chanting the holy name, you see, there are offenses to be avoided in chanting the holy name. And one of the offenses is to disobey the order of the spiritual master.
如果您只是唱诵圣名的话，那么唱诵圣名的要避免十项冒犯，其中一项呢就是违背了灵性导致的训谕。
So if you're not taking any instructions from the spiritual master, it's not very good, not very healthy sign.
如果您没有从灵性导师那里得到任何训示的话，就不是很好，这不是很健康的一个迹象。
Spiritual master's direction is very important for us. We certainly know that we need to get the mercy of the spiritual master to actually get the mercy of Krishna. We cannot just go to Krishna directly. We have to go through the devotees to get Krishna. So, the chanting of the holy name has been given to us by devotees.
得到灵性导师的训示是很重要的，因为要知道，你得到灵性导师的仁慈，才能得到 Krishna 的仁慈，不能直接的接近 Krishna， 要通过奉献者才能接近 Krishna。而且圣名是奉献者给予您的。
So devotees gave us the holy name. We have to engage in some activities authorized by the devotees under their direction.
奉献者给了我们圣名，因此我们从事的活动应当是被授权的活动，我们应当是在奉献者的训示之下来从事活动。
There's a process to devotional service. The process involves taking instruction from a spiritual master.
这就涉及了一些程序。这些程序就包括要接受灵性导师的训谕。
If you just chant the holy name, then you have to chant the holy name all day and all night. Don't do anything else.
如果您只唱诵圣名的话，那这应该是没日没夜的唱诵，整日整夜都在唱诵。
You cannot think, oh, I chanted 16 rounds, so that's enough. I don't need to do anything else. It's not enough.
您不应当想我念诵了十六圈就好了，别的都不需要做了，仅仅念诵十六圈还不够呢。
We cannot imitate Haridas Thakur and just sit and chant all day.
我们不能模仿 Haridas Thakur 整日的就在那里唱诵。
So you have to get direction from a spiritual teacher.
你必须得到一位灵性老师的指导。
Chanting Hare Krishna, if you're chanting genuinely, sincerely, then from the heart, Krishna will inspire you to seek out a spiritual teacher and to take instruction from him.
如果您是真诚的唱诵 Hare Krishna, 那么在您内心的 Krishna 就会激励您去寻找到一位灵性老师，获得这位灵性导师的训谕。
Next question.
Next question is from PPLU. 顶拜敬爱的 Guru Dev， 请问灵性世界里花草树木昆虫仆人在灵性上有高低的区别吗？与 Krishna 五种关系中关系密切的在灵性上就更高级了吗？So this devotee asked that, are there any difference of higher and lower in the spiritual level? That in the spiritual world, there are flower, grass, trees, and insects, servants. Then, are there any difference of higher and lower?In the spiritual sense.
In the spiritual sense, there's no difference.
在灵性上没有区别的。
In the spiritual world, all of these different forms of life are there, and they're all pure devotees, and they offer forms which are Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge.
在灵性世界，他们都是纯粹奉献者。他们的形体都是纯粹的，都拥有着永恒知识极乐的形体。
And they've all assumed these different forms simply to give pleasure to the Supreme Lord.
他们之所以有这些不同各样的形象，只是为了给 Krishna 快乐。So other Some, there are five rasas with Krishna. Is that the intimate relationship with Krishna? So in the spiritual, their spirituality, the higher...The level that if the relationship is intimate with Krishna, so that means that they are higher. Their status are higher. Does that mean that?
Mm-hmm.Well, it appears that one is higher than another, but actually they're all equal.
表面上看来好像是更高级，但事实上是平等的。
But we have, because of our material thinking, we think one service or one relationship is higher than another, but they're all equal.
从我们物质的考量上，我们认为一种是比另外一种要高级，但是按照他们的服务，无论他们的服务是什么，他们的关系是什么，他们都是平等的。The next one.
Okay.
Next, from Jaya Padma. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Maharaj. 感恩翻译主持，请问我们想回到 Krishna Loka, 一定要达到 Prema 境界吗？如果要抱着得到 Prema 的心态做奉献服务，这样的服务是纯粹的吗？感恩你的仁慈 Hare Krishna.So,
do we have to have prema to go back to Godhead?
Yes.
So, we have to have pure devotion. That's required. Our devotion may not be on the level of prema. It may be simply on the level of sadhana. But if we have pure devotion, we can go to, back to Godhead.
我们要回到 Krishna Loka， 必须要有纯粹的奉爱。可能我们还没有达到 Prema， 我们可能是 Sadhana。但是如果我们是怀着纯粹的奉爱，就可以。
Now, if we worship Krishna according to the rules and regulations, then we can only go to Vaikuntha. But if we worship Krishna in the mood of spontaneous love, then you may go to Goloka.
如果我们是按照规范原则做奉爱服务的话，只能真达 Vaikuntha。如果我们是怀着自发的爱从事爱服，就可以回到 Krishna Loka 了。
What's the second part?
We do devotional service with the motive to get with the mood to get prema. Is this service pure service?
We do devotional service to get prema. Yes, but we don't get prema just simply by our desire only. We need to get the mercy of Krishna. Krishna gives it. Krishna awards that prema.
我们不是仅仅有得到 prema 的欲望就能得到的。必须有 Krishna 的仁慈 ，Krishna 这个是 prema 是 Krishna 赐予的。
It's not material desire to want prema. That we have to desire. But you won't get it unless you desire it strongly. 你 have to have a very strong desire.To get prema. So that desire is not material.
Okay. 要想得到 prema, 必须有特别强烈的愿望才能得到 prema. 这种愿望，强烈的愿，这种愿望，它不是一个物质的愿望。
We have to have some desire. We cannot be without desire.But we have to have pure spiritual desires, mean in relation to Krishna.
我们肯定会有欲望的，我们不可能无欲望，但是必须是纯粹的灵性的欲望，是跟 Krishna 有关系的欲望。
还有问题吗？
还有下一个是淡然一笑。崇拜神像的资格是二次启迪。物质主义奉献者也可以崇拜神像，是否意味着第二次启迪的也可能是物质主义奉献者呢 ？The quality to worship for deity worship is second initiated, get a second initiation.And the materialist devotees can also worship deities. So does that mean that the second initiate devotee may also be materialist devotees?
Yes.
是的。
Yes, maybe.
可能。
Just because you're second initiated doesn't mean that you're more advanced than others.
并不是说二次启迪了就比别的人更进步了。
We have to look at the devotion, the mood. I said the attitude is a very important thing.
还得看他的奉爱，他的心态。我刚才马二说，刚才已经说过了， 态度是非常至关重要的。
So just because one is second initiated, one should not become proud.
一个人他得到二次启迪，不应该为此而感到骄傲。
But it's an opportunity to do more service.
这是一个能够从事更多服务的机会。
Yes. That's a good point. You brought up a good point. Thank you very much.
您提出的这一点是非常有注意的一个这个问题，非常感谢您提出这个问题。下一个问题来自于 Jagateshwari Devdasi， 顶拜 Gurudev， 顶拜所有奉献者。Gurudev 得到二次启迪后 ，Krishna 对奉献者考验会更多吗？包括疾病，今后怎样做更好呢？感恩 Gurudev。
Krishna will test us more if we get second initiation.
Yes.
Yes. Take more responsibility, you get more tests from Krishna.
是的，因为承担了更多的责任，所以会得到 Krishna 更多的考验。
So you have to depend on Krishna.
所以您要依赖于 Krishna.
You have to surrender. Surrender means taking shelter of Krishna.
需要臣服，臣服意味着脱避 Krishna.
Only Krishna can protect the devotee.
只有 Krishna 能保护奉献者。
Second part of the question?
Second part is that the test will include a disease. So, what should I do in the future? What will be better for me? What should I do?
Well, the test may include disease. The disease comes in the form of pride, false ego, these things.
是的，这考验包括疾病，这疾病就是骄傲、假自我。
So you should chant the holy name constantly, and you should preach Krishna consciousness.
所以你应当恒常唱诵圣名，传播 Krishna 知觉。
That will keep us humble.
这会让我们保持谦卑。
That will protect us.
这能保护我们。
Medicine cannot protect you. Only Krishna can protect you.
药物不能保护您，只有 Krishna 能保护您。
还有问题？
还有。下一个来自于琪琪，顶拜咕噜，如果没启迪，每天崇拜神像，就是主的照片，这个神做神像，为他做 RT， 对自己有灵性的好处吗？灵性利益。
If I just worship the deity, pictures at home, I have no deity, do I still make advancement?
I'm not initiate.
Yes. Even though you're not initiated, you get ready for initiation. In the future, you get initiated. So you're preparing for initiation. So you make advancement.
有好处，您在为启迪做准备，未来会得到启迪的。 所以以这种方式呢，您就取得了灵性的进步了。下一个 next one。
Yeah.
Harivansa， 顶拜孤乳，请问奉爱书籍中的故事都是历史描述吗？有没有可能是心意去虚构故事来讲解真理呢？
Translate.
This is the guru. My question that all the stories in the devotional scripture are there real genuine historic history? Are there any possible that the narrator will invent, make up some story to relate some truth?
No. We accept the words of the scriptures as being authoritative. They're not made up.
不是，我们接受这些经典当中的故事都是权威的，他们不是虚构出来的。
We have to understand whatever is told to us, that the Puranas are history, they're not mythology. Purana means history, so these are facts.Just like Kurukshetra, there's a holy place, there's a place there called Kurukshetra. And there were 5 Pandavas, there were 5 people. These things are all facts, not stories.
我们要明白，在普兰纳往事中往事书中所讲述的历史，都是确凿的事实，不是神话。有 Kurukshetra,圣地也有五潘的五兄弟，这些都是事实，并不是故事。
You have to have faith in the words of the scriptures.
要对经典的话语有着坚定的信心。
Now, sometimes he may speak something, he may say.He may give some an allegorical story, just like in the 4th canto, Narada Muni is telling about Puranjan.
有的时候讲述的是一个类比的故事，比如说在第四篇当中 ，Narada Muni 讲了 Puranjan 呢。
So it's described as an allegorical pastime.
所以这被描述为是一个类比的逍遥时光，比拟的逍遥时光。
So if it is, it may be mentioned, there may be particular cases where it's particularly mentioned that this is an allegorical pastime. In other words, not actually some real, there wasn't.Somebody like that, but there may be people like that. But Narada Muni was just giving an example to illustrate.
所以就是像这个 Puranjan 呢，说这一种特殊的例子，就是会被单独提出来，告诉人们这个不是真实的。也许会有像 Pranjan 这样的人举出这样的例子是为了来说明某些事，说明某些道理。
还有问题吗？
还有 Chaitanya Charan Das 顶拜 Guru Dev 感恩翻译主持。在神像崇拜中， 有些人非常小心，畏惧担心冒犯，可能可没有，可是没有对神像的感情。有些人对神像好像朋友一样，充满感情去服务，没有畏惧，哪种状态更好呢？ In the process of deity worship, some devotees very cautious. They are afraid of offense. Yet they have no affection, no feeling to the deities. Otherwise, other devotees, they treat deities like friends. They serve with full of feelings. They are fearless. So which is better? Which situation is better?
Well, you have to consider how long they do it like that. If it's regular, if they regularly worship the deity like that, then somebody's worshiping the deity as friends, and they have a very intimate relationship with the deity like that, then that's very advanced devotion.
这要看他崇拜时间崇拜神像有多么多长时间了。如果他是有规律的服务神像，他跟神像之间有非常亲密的关系，就像朋友一样，那这说明他有非常进步的奉爱。
Somebody else, you're just careful about offenses, so that's more Vaidhi Bhakti, but somebody else is more on the Raga Bhakti. So the Raga Bhakti is more advanced than the Vaidhi Bhakti.
而另外一些，在崇拜神像的时候小心谨慎，他是处在 Vaidhi Bhakti 阶段，而那个跟神像关系很近，而跟神像有非常亲密关系的是 Raga Bhakti。这个 Raga Bhakti 要更进步。
But to come to Raga Bhakti, you have to go through Vaidhi Bhakti. You have to first practice Vaidhi Bhakti, and then you come to the stage of Raga Bhakti. You don't immediately begin at the stage of Raga Bhakti.
但是要达到 Raga Bhakti 自发的奉爱，必须要经历 Vaidhi Bhakti 规范的奉爱的阶段。首先有规范的 Bhakti 之后才能有自发的 Bhakti， 你不能立刻就跳到自发的奉爱阶段。
还有问题？
Yes, there are three more.
Okay.
第一个是 Harvansa， 请原谅我的无知，有时候无法理解500年前的人物能知道五百年前的历史。请教古尔，《大博迦瓦坛》作者是通过什么方式知道 Gopal Kumar 的历史故事呢？ So Harivamsa continued to clarify that he said he please forgive my ignorance because I cannot understand people 500 years ago can know the history 500.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so the author of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, how can he know the history of Gopal Kumar through which way?
Because he's a pure devotee, because Krishna reveals it to him in the heart.
因为他是纯粹奉献者， Krishna 在他内心揭示给他了。
And he supports everything what Krishna revealed to him, supported with scriptural evidence.
而且就是 Krishna 揭示给他的，他通过经典的证据，他 得到了经典证据的支持。
下一个问题。
下一个 Jhopadi Devadasi， 我家有一对树脂格尼泰，除了沐浴，我们也打扮和崇拜。出于愚昧，我们在神像面前争吵过，是不是冒犯呢？是要努力继续做好，还是要继续努力做好呢？需要孤儿的祝福仁慈才能做好。如果家里没鲜花了，可以崇拜吗？感恩您。So Job did ask that, said that they had a deity of Gornitai that made of a, like a 树脂 like something like plastic. So they have a quarrel in front of the deity because of ignorance. Would that offend the deities?
Yes.
在神殿面前争吵是冒犯。
I told you before, you don't quarrel with your husband.
我以前告诉过您，不要跟您的丈夫吵架。
When you quarrel, then Lakshmi will not bestow a blessing on you.
如果您吵，你们争吵，拉克什米，幸运女神就不会祝福你们。
So you have to become more humble.
您需要变得更加谦卑。
And you have to tolerate each other.
彼此容忍。
Yes.
So she asked if there's no flower, fresh flower, can she continue worship the deities?
Yes.
没有鲜花可以继续崇拜。
Maybe you can get some green leaves. Offer some green leaves.
您可以找一些新鲜的绿叶，用绿叶崇拜。She asked,
if you have no fresh flowers, then you may have to offer in your mind.
如果没有鲜花，可以在心意里供奉鲜花。
Yes. Yes.
She asked, do they also need the blessing and mercy of Guru that they can do better deity worship?
Yes, we always need the blessings of Guru and devotees for everything, not only deity worship.
是的，不仅仅对于神像崇拜，一切服务我们都需要奉孤乳和奉献者的祝福。下一个 the last one， 最后一个喜宝，明白咕噜和老师们，请问咕噜，我正在准备恢复婚礼主持的工作，主要是弘扬中国文化传统文化礼仪，其中也有奉献者希望我能为他们主持，能让父母和来宾能够接受的保持中国传统又能融入 Krishna 之觉的婚礼，恳请问 Guru 有什么建议吗？ This devotee, her job is that to preside over marriage ceremony. And the theme of the ceremony is to promote Chinese tradition.culture. So some devotee hope that I can preside the marriage ceremony for them, that on the one hand, their parents and the guests can accept. On the other hand, there are some Krishna conscious elements in the ceremony. she asked, are there any advice from you?
No, I don't know about these things.
我没有建议，因为我对这些不了解。
I don't know quite how the ceremony goes, what you're going to do.
我不知道这个仪式是怎样进行的，您都怎样去做。
We just encourage you to encourage the couples to live together happily and in Krishna consciousness.
我只是鼓励您，您可以鼓励这个新婚夫妇在一起幸福快乐的生活，在 Krishna 之觉当中幸福快乐的生活。
And to help each other.Protect each other.
彼此帮助，彼此保护。
And tell them also, if they live together peacefully, they will get the blessings of the goddess of fortune.
并且告诉新婚夫妇，如果他们在一起平和的生活的话，就能得到幸运女神的祝福。
All right, so we'll stop here then.
好，那我们
就见到这儿。
好的。
感谢 Guru Mani 给我们今天的翻译，感谢 Sati Tudor， 感谢所有的奉献者聆听，祝福你们的卡德西快乐。
谢谢 Guru Day。我们后面还有两个问题，我们留到下周再回答。
好，
感恩 Guru 的讲课 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。